This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. It's that time again when the big broadcast TV networks roll out their new fall shows. Brave soul Andrew Wallenstein has seen every one of these so-called pilots, and his favorite debuts this Thursday.
There may be no better single hour among the new shows than the ABC series Last Resort. It's a gripping tale of a nuclear sub gone rogue.
Bomber 7 minutes out, closing.
All crew accounted for except two. We're short Brannon and Cortez.
Find them. Prepare to die.
Belay that. We're not leaving crew behind.
But here's my advice. Don't watch Last Resort. And while you're at it, don't watch another pilot I enjoyed, NBC's Revolution. This show has a juicy mystery in its premise. What would happen if society lost all electricity?
It's going to turn off, and it will never, ever turn back on.
What's going to turn off?
Everything. Everything is going to turn off. Miles.
The problem with these shows is they fit the same mold of a string of shows going back years that suck you in, only to end up getting canceled prematurely. You've no doubt seen this type of show. Ordinary citizens have their world turned upside down by cataclysmic, sometimes supernatural events. Mystery unfolds, wrapped in layer upon layer of mesmerizing mythology.
It's happening, isn't it?
Last Resort follows in that tradition, as does Revolution. And don't be fooled by the healthy ratings that show's gotten so far, because these kind of programs nearly always start strong. But then the audience dwindles every passing week. And therein lies the problem with serialized storylines that aren't wrapped up at the end of every episode. If a viewer wasn't there from the beginning of the show, he can't just jump in mid-season and understand what's going on. So why do the networks even bother with shows like Revolution or Last Resort? I've got one word for you. Lost.
You might find this difficult to understand, Benjamin. Every decision I've made has been about protecting this island.
Is killing this baby what Jacob wants?
When Lost was created, they must have broken the proverbial mold, because no one has successfully been able to copy it. Just ask The Event, or Flash Forward, or Threshold, Daybreak, Jericho, V. So why do the networks even bother trying these shows given the failure rate? Well, that's because in success, a show like Lost is a beautiful thing. Because it drives not just ratings, but also a coveted industry buzzword, engagement.
No.
Fans don't just watch these shows, they obsess over them.
Look, I don't even know what these papers mean.
ABC is willing to take a risk on a show like Last Resort because advertisers are willing to pay a premium to reach hyperactive superfans. And as much as I'd like to be one of those for Last Resort, I've been burned too many times before. Sorry, but I can't fall in love if you're just going to end up leaving me.
Andrew Wallenstein is TV editor for Variety.